Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 16th chapter of Matthew. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? Some things in life are a bad deal. That's what Jesus was saying in the text for today's daily devotion. He wanted his followers to know that if you manage to accumulate all the goods of this earth, but lose your soul in the process, you've made a bad deal. That's the thought which occurred to me when, last week, I read the CNN article about the epidemic of copper thievery in the U.S. The story spoke of how someone had stolen copper wire worth $100 from a children's athletic field in Gwinnett, Georgia. Their theft will cost $8,500 to repair. It also caused all of Gwinnett's nighttime soccer games to be temporarily played in nearby Tucker, Georgia. That worked fairly good until someone, perhaps the same someone, stole the copper wire from Tucker's soccer fields. An isolated incident? Not hardly. Recent copper thefts made it impossible for cancer patients to receive radiation treatment in a clinic in Vista, California. And only a few weeks ago, copper crooks left an entire neighborhood in Ohio without power. Police say most of the thefts are drug-related. Jesus says, "What does it profit a man if he successfully steals all the copper in the world but forfeits his life?" The answer to Jesus' question is obvious. Such a person gains nothing and loses much. He's gotten himself involved in a bad deal. Even so, the news is filled with people who are sacrificing their souls with their involvement in bad deals, drugs, gambling, pornography, power, greed, and an assortment of other passing pleasures all promise much. They promise much, but they fail to deliver. They are bad deals. In contrast to the world's bad deals, Jesus' people have been given the blessed task of sharing the Savior's story of salvation with a sinful and dying world. Understand, we're not talking about a good deal here. We're talking about God's gracious gift, which comes to us from a Bethlehem manger, a Jerusalem cross, and a borrowed and empty tomb. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, for your gift of forgiveness, peace in heaven, I give thanks. May all your redeemed call people away from the bad deals of life and to your blood-bought salvation. In your name I ask it. Amen.